HD Smartcast.
You are listening to a Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hi guys, I'm Prasad Banerjee and I write about tech at Mint.
And this is TechCetera, a podcast
where we tackle some hot topics in technology
and also
bust some myths. So you've obviously heard of the crypto industry's massive conundrum today. The market's gone down into an extended bear phase, and now companies have started dying. Indians really picked this up when Wald went down last week. They suddenly decided that they will not allow withdrawals, they'll not allow deposits and trading, and that caught a lot of people's attention. But of course, globally, Terraform Labs' Luna was a big example, the Celsius network is another example. But what all of this has done is really two things. One, people are questioning the market yet again, and that tends to happen whenever the crypto market goes into a bear phase. But this time it's a little different, because when bear phases happened before this, it was usually coins losing value, investors selling off their portfolio, and so on. We didn't hear of companies going down suddenly, especially the big and popular companies. Terraform Labs' Luna was, of course, an example. And one of the reasons people are questioning things now is they see that a lot of people who promoted crypto earlier were actually wrong. Consider this tweet from equity investor Azhar Jafri, for example. He called out four YouTubers: P.R. Sundar, who has 964,000 followers, Ankur Variku, who has nearly 2 million followers, Akshat Srivastav, who has over a million followers, and Anish Singh Thakur. What Jafri is really saying in his tweet is that these creators put up a sales pitch for Wald in the name of educational content, quote-unquote. While some said that crypto is a volatile market and should be a small part of your investment portfolio, these guys really just mentioned it in passing. And Jafri is somewhat right. The crypto market for the longest time has been about people investing willy-nilly. For example, Jafri also said that a lot of people invested somewhere between 3,000 and 80,000 rupees after influencers pitched it as crypto FDs, fixed deposits. Who really told us that fixed deposits can work in crypto? Now that, of course, does not mean that they can't. It's just that right now this market is very, very new and very, very young, and it's a little difficult to understand what works and what doesn't. Following creators, the problem with that is creators will always be paid for their content. For example, in an email correspondence with Mint, Ankur Variku said that he was paid 4.47 lakh in fee for the Wald promotional video which he posted on his YouTube channel on October 19, 2021. Now, Variku agrees that everything that creators do needs to be responsible. In fact, this is what he said, quote-unquote, "It is the responsibility of every creator to have skin in the game because stock is cheap. My measure will always be, if a creator is endorsing someone, will they be personally affected if this endorsement goes rogue for whatever reasons?" And Variku is right, except the difference is that most creators aren't really experts in their game. And what has happened with the current crypto bear phase is most people who invested and are losing money now are realizing that this may not be the quick cash opportunity that they thought it would be. And as a result of this entire bear phase, regulators are taking notice now. For example, the EU came up with the MiCA law back in June, that is June 30th. In that, the MiCA law, which stands for Market in Crypto Assets, the EU is trying to regulate some of these important aspects of crypto. For example, I mentioned Luna earlier, which claimed to be a stablecoin. Rather, Luna did not claim to be a stablecoin. Terraform Labs said that they have a stablecoin and Luna helps keep it stable and so on and so forth. And stablecoins always claim to be less volatile than regular cryptocurrencies. But when Luna crashed, these stablecoins came into question. And the MiCA law seeks to address this. It is telling stablecoin issuers to specifically keep enough liquidity in order to provide for situations like this. They have to keep reserves which are protected from insolvency. They have also asked the European Banking Authority to supervise stablecoins. And stablecoin issuers have to provide free of charge claims to investors. It's not just that. MiCA is also looking at things like money laundering, where it asks the European Banking Authority to create a public register. It also addresses some of the environmental concerns of crypto. For example, under MiCA, companies in the crypto industry will be required to declare their environmental and climate footprint. The European Securities and Markets Authority will develop draft regulatory technical standards on methodologies, content, and presentation of such information. And the European Commission will also have to provide a report on the impact of crypto assets on the environment. Now, all of this may not affect Indian crypto regulations, because in India, it's more about taxation right now, which is something we talked about in the Mint Primer recently as well. But having said that, this should definitely affect how people look at crypto today. A lot of Indian investors, whenever I speak to experts, they mention this, that a lot of the investors we have today, and a very large number of them, are just people who think that crypto is a quick money-making opportunity and they can just sort of go on an exchange, put up, say, a few thousand rupees and end up making a lot of money. And while they do that initially, when this amount goes up and they become longer-term investors, that's when they have to face the bear phase and all the other problems. What most experts recommend is that even if you do want to enter crypto just from the trading point of view, you should really understand this market overall. And the way to do that is by actually looking at what's behind the cryptocurrency or what's behind an NFT. For example, I spoke to Pedro Herrera, who works for DApp Radar recently. And one of the things he said is that you should always go look at an NFT project's background. You should see who is doing it, who is running the project, what is their roadmap, are the creators behind the project anonymous? If they're anonymous, that should be a red flag. Similarly, when you look at a cryptocurrency, you should also see the history of the currency. How often does it fluctuate? When did it start? How many people invest in it? What kind of prices it has had? And so on and so forth. But even more importantly, when you're investing in crypto, you have to realize that there is a blockchain platform behind every cryptocurrency. And the way a coin really gets its value is from the usability of that platform. That's why Ethereum is so big today, because Ethereum has many use cases. There are a lot of apps that are built on Ethereum, and the same is true for platforms like Cardano, Solana, etc., which are also new. They also follow something called the proof of stake system. Remember when I said that the EU's MiCA law regulates environmental concerns? One of the reasons this concern comes up is some currencies use the proof of work system, which is very, very energy intensive. In the proof of work system, every crypto miner is allowed to go after a transaction. And as a result, the overall computing power and hence the energy consumed increases. Proof of stake, according to the creators of Ethereum, can reduce this by 99%. And that's why that system is so important. To be clear, Ethereum hasn't moved to proof of stake fully yet. Ethereum still works on proof of work, but they are supposed to move by the end of this year. In contrast, Cardano and Solana are built completely on the proof of stake system, and that's where they get their value from. Now, of course, you should not take any of this as investment advice. What I'm trying to say is that there are ways for regular users to understand why a coin is gaining value. And decisions should not really be based on what a creator is saying or what your friend is saying or anything. You should really do your own research before you get into this industry. Because at the end of the day, the crypto market is so new that there is really no expert in this industry at the moment. And that's it for this week's episode. Please do let me know what you thought of it and what else you would want me to cover. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Undertaker. Yes, you heard that right. That's UNDERTECHER. You can also give us feedback at HT Smartcast. We're present on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And please do log on to htsmartcast.com and listen to all of our productions.
This was a Mint production brought to you by HT Smartcast.
HT Smartcast.